Good morning, I'm Mark Prezel, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Happy Cinco de Mayo. This morning, Thane Maynard speaks with renowned birdwatcher Bill Thompson III about his new book for young birdwatchers. That's coming up in just a few minutes. And a little later, a preview of the second annual Queen City Merge coming up on Thursday and Friday. For months, those for and against Cincinnati's parking lease proposal have been arguing about the issue. It's back in court tomorrow morning. Marianne Zalesnik talks with WVXU reporters Jay Hanselman and Howard Wilkinson about what to expect tomorrow.
Good morning, Howard. Jay, thanks so much for being here.
Good morning.
So this parking case, we've been hearing about it now for a while, back in court on Monday. Why?
Well, this is the appeals phase of the case, and under law, you get a hearing on the merits in front of a trial court, and the losing side can ask an appeals court to review the case if they think the trial court made any errors. And the city in this case says that the trial court, in this case Judge Robert Winkler, made a couple of errors, and they're asking an appeals panel to review that.
And
whoever loses at this stage could take it on to the Ohio Supreme Court.
So it can just keep going. Could it go farther than the Ohio Supreme Court?
I think the Ohio Supreme Court likely would be the last stop.
Yeah.
So what is the big disagreement? What are they arguing about?
Well, the city says there are two errors. The first is that the trial court or the judge made a mistake when he said that the plaintiffs, the taxpayers who brought this case, brought the lawsuit, had standing to bring their claims. And the city's argument is, the way this process normally works, if you have a gripe with the city government, you have to write a letter to the city solicitor and say, here's my concern. I want you to take this case and do something with it. And then the city solicitor, in this case John Kerp, can say, yes, I'll do that, or no, I won't do that. And then if he says no, then you can get your own attorney and file a lawsuit. The plaintiffs in this case did not do that because they said that to do so would be a vain, useless, and futile act because the city solicitor was helping city council and the administration write the parking lease ordinance, and at the same time he would have to be helping taxpayers take the case to court to put the parking lease on the ballot or make it subject to a referendum. And so they say that was a mistake. That's the city's argument, that they should have come to the solicitor first. He should have told them no, and then they go to court. The plaintiffs went straight to court and avoided the city solicitor. That's the first argument. And then the second one is that the city is contending that the judge, by his decision, has declared all Cincinnati ordinances that are passed with an emergency clause are subject to referendum. And they are concerned about that because they're saying that there could be a natural disaster or something, development deals that need immediate attention, and now council is unable to pass any law that has an emergency clause, which means it takes effect right away. Otherwise, they have to wait 30 days for them to be implemented.
And they say the judge is writing new law for the city of Cincinnati that has been in effect since 1927.
And the plaintiffs who brought the case, their argument is, no, the judge did not declare all city ordinances have to be subject to referendum, just this one on the parking lease.
Okay.
So basically it comes down to two arguments. Did the plaintiffs have standing to bring this case in the first place? And has the judge, by his decision, made all Cincinnati ordinances that council passes with an emergency clause subject to referendum?
Now, if the judge rules in favor of the city in this instance, then would that mean it would not be on the ballot?
That could be the immediate effect.
Right.
My guess is, with all the lawyers that are involved, if the city were to win, there's probably going to be some sort of emergency appeal or stay to say, you know, hold this decision while we appeal this case to the Ohio Supreme Court.
Okay, so once the court decision comes out, this could have some sort of effect on the budget and planned layoffs for the city. Is that right?
It's going to have an effect on the budget even without this court's decision, because the city manager planned to use at least $25 million of revenue from the parking lease to balance the 2014 budget that actually starts on July the 1st. The court is hearing arguments Monday. It will likely take them at least 3 to 4 weeks to write an opinion. So that means that the opinion probably won't be available until early June. And the city has said June 9th is the day that they're going to do layoffs to balance the budget minus this parking money. So it's possible that there could be around, the layoffs could already be in place by the time this court issues its opinion.
And politically speaking, they're both bad alternatives for members of council who are running for re-election this year. because the parking lease is obviously unpopular, and so is the idea of laying off police officers, firefighters, et cetera.
So where does the city then go from here? I mean, how did they get to this point really to start with? I mean, it all came about because there's this deficit in the budget?
That's part of it. I mean, and part of it, there was a change in Ohio law last year that let the state legislature pass a law that said that cities could lease out their what they call parking enterprises, i.e. the parking meters, parking garages, and let them be operated by a private firm. The city manager is always looking for new revenue to balance the budget because the city has had a structurally unbalanced budget for years, meaning the city spends more money than it collects in revenue. And this law change happened, and they took advantage of it as a way to bring in extra revenue for the city's budget. And even the money from this parking lease doesn't completely close the deficit. Even if they had the $25 million from the parking lease to balance the budget on July the 1st, they were still $10 million short. So there was going to be $10 million worth of cuts even before they got the $25 million from the parking lease.
Is there any word of any other options they have to besides layoffs to fill this budget problem, hole?
There have been some discussions. I know you've heard a lot. The manager talked about his plan B, which is the layoff of up to 344 people. Charlie Winburn had his plan C. Chris Seelbach had his plan S. Winburn's relied on budget cuts and some new revenue. Seelbach's plan actually required a couple of ballot measures to increase the ticket tax, and there was one other increase in there. But both of those would have to be approved by voters, which cannot happen to close this deficit by July the 1st.
How long a case do you think this will end up being on Monday? Howard, you'll be there covering it.
Well, I certainly think either way it goes to the Ohio Supreme Court. You know, as Jay says, you know, they'll go in, they'll get a stay, they'll file with the Ohio Supreme Court, and ultimately they will end up deciding this case. That could be months. And in the meantime, you know, we're at the status quo.
Will something happen in time to know whether, you know, before November, so there's a definitive decision about whether this should be on the ballot?
Well, I think so, but I mean, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, it should be, and the Ohio Supreme Court could expedite this case if necessary because of that very fact that this is hanging out there, the referendum. They've qualified for the ballot. They have more than enough signatures to get it on the ballot, and Ohio Supreme Court could move fairly quickly.
Just one other impact that this has, since the city's reading this court opinion to say that city council cannot pass any emergency ordinances, usually the budget documents, and there are like 13, 14, 15 of them, usually have emergency clauses, which means council can pass them and they immediately take effect. The city's reading of this now is that because of that 30-day wait, city council must approve a new budget by June 1st so that they can wait 30 days for it to take effect July the 1st. So basically, the city has lost the entire month of June to put this budget together. The budget, will, as it stands right now, will have to be finalized by May 31st so it can take effect on July the 1st.
Can they change it all if everything changes and they do get to work this out? Can they then bring all the people that they laid off back? I mean, how does that work?
That would be possible that they would do a recall. And, you know, the court rules in their favor, they're going to be able to get the parking money. The people have been laid off, but they would be brought back.
You talked about the idea of the Supreme Court maybe rushing this through because of the election coming up. But with so much going on, does the Board of Elections have a deadline when it needs this on the ballot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have to prepare the ballot, and there is a deadline. That's some months away. So I don't think
there's
a whole lot of concern about that at this point. But it could be a concern if it gets tied up in the Ohio Supreme Court for a while.
We're not going to be done talking about parking for a while, are we?
No.
Probably not.
Well, we're going to talk about it all through the election season, to tell you the truth.
Howard, you'll be writing about it this weekend in your column at WVXU.org on the web today, so make sure people take a look at that as well. I've been talking with WVXU reporters Howard Wilkinson and Jay Hanselman. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.